So was your friend a qualified sailor?
Well, he assured me that he knew what he was doing and I didn't press him on it too much. Although I should have done, because I know from experience that you have to take anything that Tarquin says with a pinch of salt. So, we set off from the quay, and I must admit to a certain trepidation and a slight nagging doubt in the back of my mind about Tarquin's seamanship. But he deftly negotiated his way past the harbour enclosure and through the maze of buoys that led out to the open sea. He seemed quite at home behind the wheel with his captain's hat set on his head at a rakish angle. If he had had a big bushy beard, he would have even looked the part.
So you were lulled into a false sense of security?
You could say that, though outright conned would be more accurate. But the sun was out and the sea was calm as a mill pond. I stretched out on the deck and thought to myself, this is the life, and then dozed off. And so did Tarquin.